Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Kim Bachman's musical influences include the likes of Loretta Lynn, Emmylou Harris, Bill Monroe, and Patsy Cline. She's featured in the current issue of South Dakota Magazine, and her recent Tiny Desk contest entry was a South Dakota favorite. You'll be able to see more about that in the next the June SDPB magazine. So she's also launched the online show Kimberly Kay's Country Cafe, and she joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Rapid City space for Moment in Sound. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You have so much going on, and every time you're on the show or I even, you know, see you on Facebook, I always am brought back to my childhood and my mother's records, and Emmylou Harris plays in my head, and it makes me happy. Do you find a lot of people have that experience, though, where they hear your music or they just start talking about this music and they feel good?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. In my heart, when I'm singing these songs, I want to look out and see people's faces and know they went somewhere. When they heard that song, they went somewhere in their mind back to a memory. And I want to find them later, and I want to find out, where did that song take you? What's the story behind your connection with that song? So yes, I do get those stories and those comments.
And tell me where some of those stories and musical connections came from an early age for you.
From an early age, I grew up, we all played music, sitting around the supper table on Saturday nights, and all the relatives would come over and bring their instruments, and we'd sit around that table and we would play every old classic country song that anybody could think of, whether we knew all the words or not. And I'm telling you what, that kitchen was just full, and kids were sitting on counters, sitting on floors, people leaning against the walls. We were just strumming and having such a good time. And to this day, when we go down the road and any classic country song comes up, I can sing every word to it. It's amazing. It just stays in your mind.
Well, let's start with some music from you. What would you like to play for us first?
Here's a song I wrote called The New Stuff. Country music has changed. And this song tells a little bit about my feelings about the new country music. Some people like the new stuff. I like the old. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff. I like Bill Monroe. Blue Moon of Kentucky stills my soul. Willie and Waylon, it's all I know. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old. Some people like the new stuff. I like the old. I like them old country songs. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old. Oh, give me some George. He stopped loving her today. Daughter, I love to hear Loretta sing and play. Working man blues, mama tried Merle, take me away. Some people like the new stuff. I like the old. I like them old country songs. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old. Blue Moon, oh, oh, oh.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. My guest, Kimberly K. Bachman, and that song, The New Stuff, was a South Dakota favorite in the Tiny Desk contest recently. You can read about it in an upcoming SDPB magazine, and you can pick up South Dakota magazine right now and see a feature on Kim Bachman. And tell me a little bit about Kimberly K. Country Cafe.
The Country Cafe is a dream I had in my heart about a year ago and decided to put that dream into action earlier this year. I'm an encourager and a promoter, and through the times I played music, I've met so many wonderful musicians that play wonderful music, quite the historians, but may never really get their name out there. And I want to share their stories, and the cafe came into being for me to promote those unsung heroes of classic country music that I may just find in your local country jams and that sort of thing. And in addition to that, I have a real passion for our senior citizens, and on the show I do a feature of stories that I have learned from sitting and drinking coffee with the senior citizens and the amazing careers that they have had and the life moments that they have had. So, and let's see. We also add a lot of humor in that show. So I have a knee slapping joke of the week, which is very fun in that, and some country music, this day in country music history.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that story collecting and really the power of that, because I, as a journalist, that's one of the things that I've always been in journalism for, was to sit and listen to some of those stories. You're doing it in an oral history, in a journalistic, in a musical kind of way. Why is it so important to you to hear those stories and preserve them in whatever way it happens to unfold?
You know, I am not ashamed to say that I'm in my mid-50s. And as I have walked through my life, I have really noticed that America worships youth. And well, there's nothing wrong with that, but we're putting to the side our seniors and our seniors who have the history. And it's important to me to keep the history alive and the musical history. I've been, you know, in music since way at a very young age, so it is in my soul. And to learn how they have played some music in their life and how they came about to get their first guitar and how hard they worked for it and that sort of thing, it's just so important to me that we keep those stories alive, because that's a whole culture out there that needs to be shared.
Mm. All right, this next song sort of ties into that point of view of mattering from different points of life. Tell us about what you're going to sing next.
This song I wrote is called I've Seen Some Things, and again, it goes with getting a little age on yourself and what you've seen through your life. So it's called I've Seen Some Things. I've seen some things in my day. I've seen the rain wash trouble away. I've felt the sun burn hope in my soul. I've seen some things, whoa, whoa. And I've seen anger, I'll never know why. One angry person will make a gentle soul cry. I've seen love rise up from the ashes and beg forgiveness. I've seen compassion. I've seen some things in my day. I've seen the rain wash trouble away.
felt the sun burn hope in my soul. I've seen some things, whoa, whoa. Me free, and the lies bought some damn good wine, and I've seen fear set up home in my dreams and defeat me, but I've seen victory. I've seen some things day. I've seen the rain wash trouble away. And I felt the sun burn hope in my soul. I've seen some things.
Kimberly K. Bachman on Moment in Sound. We're going to put a link up on our website, listen.sdpb.org, so you can find Kim Bachman and all the projects, including Kimberly K. Country Cafe. Her website, though, is kimberlykbachman.com if you want to go directly there. Let's have one more song, and when we come out of that song, we'll talk a little bit about where you're going to be in the upcoming, you know, spring and summer months. So let's get to the song first, though.
This is a song I wrote for young girls, as I feel it's so important that they stay true to themselves, know who they are, and stand strong. If you ain't what you is what you ain't. Be strong, be brave, don't ever be afraid to be true to you. Let love be your guide, from it never hide. If you've been wrong, go make it right, so you can lay your head on your pillow tonight. Be true to you. Be what you is, not what you ain't. If you ain't what you is what you ain't. Be strong, be brave, don't ever be afraid to be true to you. Be-ba-da-doo-da-ba-ba-ba-dee-ada. 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 Just be you. It's all you can do. Right can be left and left can be right on a moonlit day or a sunny night. So be true to you. Be what you is, not what you ain't. If you ain't what you is what you ain't. Be strong, be brave, don't ever be afraid.
Moment in Sound with Kim Bachman. I just love your voice so much. And the music that you're putting into the world. Tell us where people can find you in the upcoming weeks and months.
In the upcoming weeks and months, actually, I'm taking the summer off. I work part-time as a local pastor, and I'm going to be filling in full-time interim all summer long. So I hit the road August 15th, and when I'm done with that, in August 15th, I'm heading to Macon County Festival in Macon, Missouri. I leave there, and I hit Nashville, Tennessee on September 5th, and on the way back, Brookings. I'm playing Dakota Western Heritage Festival in September, and also the National Traditional Country Music Festival in October. And the Buffalo Roundup. I will also be at the Custer State Park Buffalo Roundup.
Nice. All right. You can find all that at KimberlyKBachman.com. Follow her on Facebook. That's a fun place to connect as well. And it must be, in our remaining minute here, great to be at some of those events and make that. Your music is very relational. You get to make those connections with people. What's it like to sort of bump into those other musicians who are, you know, exploring similar avenues in their own unique way on the road?
Oh, it is so fun. We are kindred spirits. We sit right down and one person will break into a little riff and you recognize that riff and away you go on that song together, and lots of laughter, and then you're on to the next song. And it's great to be part of a family of musicians who appreciate classic country music.
Well, thanks for bringing us into that family today as well. We appreciate your time, Kim.
Thank you for having me.